You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci back with you. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And folks, Cleveland Browns single game tickets go on sale Tuesday, August the 12th at 10 a.m. only on clevelandbrowns.com. Tickets are limited, so don't forget, August 12th at 10 a.m., Cleveland Browns single game tickets finally will go on sale. 216-578-0850, the way to get on board. A lot of talk about Johnny Manziel with the first team today. Family Day scrimmage as well. And Vic, you know, when you look at this team right now, it is a team that is going to be built on defense, the ability to run the football, hopefully, and then the quarterback, really, you have two ways to go at it. Do you want the guy who's going to be the steady Eddie, the cerebral assassin, as I call him, Brian Hoyer, who will make his plays from the pocket, or do you bring in the wild card to kind of give a boost to an offense that could be without its best playmaker in Josh Gordon and Johnny Manziel? I think the next couple of weeks, obviously, and the two preseason games will basically determine that outcome, but it does sound like now it is not a foregone conclusion that Brian Hoyer will start week one.
No, it isn't a foregone conclusion. I don't know if it ever truly was, but I think it was leaning more heavily in that direction. And part, I think the largest reason was, again, nothing really changed with Hoyer. More has changed with Manziel, the speed with which he is grasping this offense. And you heard the comment that Tom Withers just made in joining us, and it was a great point that what has been more effort for Manziel than Hoyer, understanding the plays, understanding the verbiage, the nomenclature, those long-worded 18, as many as 18 words is what it is in the game plan of the playbook of Kyle Shanahan to deal with is to for a quarterback who dealt with as few as two or three-worded plays in college. That's a big transition. That's going to be something that I would think any player, and by the way, Johnny Manziel, a smart guy, but the smartest player is seeing like a planet change from it's like two different planets to go from what he was doing at A&M exclusively in shotgun to what he is doing here, which involves under center, spitting these plays back out in the huddle with authority and gaining the confidence of your teammates that way too. If you're unsure of yourself and explaining what the play is or calling the play, not explaining it, but calling the play, everyone around you, I think, adopts that uncertainty. I think it sets a bad tone in the huddle, and I think that's what's happening a lot to him in the offseason for sure. I think it happened a good bit to him last week. From time to time, we could see it. You didn't even have to hear it to know when the struggle was and how they'd have to do the do-overs. You see less of that now, and that's a great sign.
Well, I think that's one of the things that we hit on, and I remain steadfast in my belief that I have had from day one. Once Johnny Manziel closes the mental gap on Brian Hoyer, command of the playbook, command of the verbiage, that will change things. And I'll tell you this, it does seem to me, and you heard Tom Withers talk about it, I talked about it from some of my conversations with the players, that he is being embraced as a guy who could now lead this team out there in week number one. Whereas I would have said a week ago, I don't think that was the case. I don't think that he was able to go in the huddle, spit out the plays with the command, and have the respect of his teammates in that regard. And I think it does show these guys the work ethic that he's putting in. And I think that's what is important. I think a lot of the veterans were going to say, okay, you have to prove it to me. I know you can party. I've seen the photos. You need to prove to me that you can put in the work to clean up these mistakes. And not making the same mental mistake twice in a row has gone a long way. And yes, it is unfair in some regards that when you're talking about Brian Hoyer, you don't even talk about these things because he doesn't make those same mistakes. Although we have seen a few instances where the formations were up, but I don't hold him responsible. I know he knows his playbook incredibly well. But I think that it's something that could be absolutely important into understanding the decision made if they decide to go with Manziel. It is the fact that he has gotten this command now and has made big strides in that in a short period of time.
Yeah. When you see the result on the field, you don't need to hear that he's been in his playbook or spending a lot of time with his iPad in that playbook or looking at tape and so on and so forth. You see it when you see it on the field as a teammate. And you trust it when he sounds like he knows what he's doing when he's calling the play and you don't see the hesitation and you hear it in voice inflections. Johnny Manziel is a confident guy. He carries himself with that sense of swagger. This just in. And when he's but you know, that's the media Johnny you see. The huddle Johnny, the Johnny who is the meeting room Johnny, that's the guy the teammates see, and that's the guy that has to them come off with a sense of authority, have an authoritative approach to everything he does and own his space. That's what they need to see.
That's exactly what they need to see, and that's what certainly that they want to see, and they're starting to see it.
Or they're starting to see it.
Yes, which is a change. It is certainly something that they are starting to see out there. One thing I want to start to see out there is somebody in this wide receiver group really emerge, because I'd say right now it's Willie Snead. This is a guy who had over 1,000 yards each of his last two seasons at Ball State. A very good player, but again, he doesn't overwhelm you with his size-speed combination, but he has been effective, and he hasn't been dropping the ball. I'd say thus far, one of my personal biggest disappointments in camp has been Charles Johnson. Yes, he can get open. We've seen that, but he has not been able to hold on to the football, and when you can't catch the football, you can't be trusted to be out there. Dropped a touchdown in that family day scrimmage, had an opportunity. Snead is a guy who had 89 catches, 1,148 yards, and 9 touchdowns in 2012 at Ball State. 2013, working with Keith Wenning, who is also now in the National Football League, 106 catches, 1,516 yards, 15 touchdowns, single season receiving record at Ball State. So Snead, very solid that way. All-MAC, first-team offense 2 years in a row. Honorable mention, All-American, undrafted probably because of his size and his speed, don't jump out at you. But a guy who has flashed, who has been making plays on a daily basis, had a nice fourth down conversion in the family day scrimmage, had a touchdown pass today on a blown coverage, and also a touchdown in the red zone drill. Willie Snead has been a guy that, you know, you should be keeping an eye on here going forward.
Yes, I love the competitive fire in this guy. I love the fearlessness. He's a solidly built player. He's not really small by any stretch. He's kind of the average ideal size, I think, for a receiver, but enough that he can muscle when he has to make plays to get to the football. He'll run through defenders if he has to get to the ball and knock him down. He bounces back up and he'll scrap if he thinks. If he thinks a defender is giving him the business a little too much, he's giving it back. That's the kind of attitude that he plays with. He plays with a dude, for sure. And I think Mike Pettine talked about it today. He's the kind of guy defensive players don't like, and guess what? That's the kind of player coaches love. If he's making plays, if he's not just an annoyance, and he's also a playmaker, I think he's an annoying playmaker for them.
I think he is, and that's a good thing. Yeah, absolutely. It's a good thing to be an annoying playmaker for this defense, no question about it there. All right, when we come back, Gerard Jerry, the 3-time Super Bowl champion of the world, will join us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, for his take on Johnny Manziel's first day with the Ones, of course, the family day scrimmage, and much, much more. Nathan Zgura, Vic Carucci with you, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.